It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, he's BBL champion twice over for the Sydney Sixers. He's a local boy. And if he doesn't know, no one knows. That's the new line we're using. Justin Avendano, good morning.
Justo.
How you going, lad? Thanks for having me on.
No problem, sir. No problem. Oh, we're pumped today, Justin.
Oh.
Aren't we?
What a day it is. The opening ceremony, finally, a year later, and it's 8.30 tonight on Channel 7 of the Olympics. How good.
And you know what? About 900 people will be in the stand.
Yeah. Is it going to look a little bit limp?
Yeah, well, that's the only downside. I was actually talking to my wife last night about it, how it's kind of sad for these guys to train 4 years and they get to get on the big stage with no crowd. So I feel a little bit bad for all the athletes, to be honest.
But last night, the Oli Roos, and what a local feel at the Olympic Games.
Oh,
Jussie.
How cool is that? So the Oli Roos were playing Argentina last night, and now Argentina are one of the favourites to take out the gold medal. And our local boy, Terrigal boy, Lockie Wales, played and scored the opening goal of the Olympics, which was awesome. So congrats to him. And then Marco Tilio scoring the second goal within 20 seconds of him coming onto the field in the 80th minute to pretty much seal the win for us. So that's big news already for Australia in the Olympics.
Does that put us on the dais? What are our chances, Justo?
Look, to be honest, our chances are still extremely slim, but you never know. So they're off to a strong start, so let's just stay at that.
And Jussie, the former Central Coast Mariners coach, Graham Arnold, their coach, God, you know, we'll jump on any bandwagon, mate.
Oh, 100% we do. That's what us coasties do.
Yes. Now, mate, who are the Aussies to look out for in the Olympics?
Now, the big ones to look out for, as we know, are all our Central Coast locals. You've spoken about them the last week, but our best chances of winning gold are still in the pool. So we've got Kaylee McEwen and Ariane Titmus are strong favourites. So Kaylee's currently the fastest in the world in the 100 and 200 metres backstroke, and Ariane's the top ranked in the 200, 400 and 800 metres freestyle. So they're probably our two best chances in the pool. But I'll tell you what, there is one guy in the pool to look out for. Now, this guy's from the USA. His name's Caleb Dressel. This guy's built like an NFL running back and jumps the height of an NBA forward. Michael Phelps has said there has never been an athlete like it in the world. So look out for this guy. He's scheduled to win up to 7 gold medals, which is just ridiculous.
They talk a big game, though, the Yanks. Not like our local boy, Matt Dawson. He plays it close to his chest. Dorso is playing in the men's hockey team.
Yeah, he's in the men's hockey team. Now, this is his second Olympics. Now, I played a fair bit of cricket with this guy when he was young. And if this guy stuck at cricket, he would have played for Australia as well. He was an absolute talented freak growing up. And his mum actually played for Australia in cricket as well. So extremely talented family. And they've actually got a really good shot at winning gold because they took out the gold in the Commonwealth Games in 2018 on the Gold Coast. So look out for the hockey team as well.
Speaking of cricket, new franchise cricket league just started in Pommyland.
Oh, now Rob loves a new franchise cricket league. So
I can't wait.
It seems like every sport in the world is trying to create a new franchise to make it more exciting. But this one's called the 100 in cricket. So the name is simple, but the rules are completely ridiculous and extremely confusing. So it's called the 100 because there's 100 balls. But in unlike cricket normal terms, they're 5 ball overs instead of 6. A bowler can bowl from the same end 2 overs in a row. To make things even more confusing, it's all about trying to speed up play and make it a little bit more exciting. So instead of 3.5-hour games, they're trying to make it 2.5, 3-hour games. But all in all, it's just to get viewers, it's to get crowds.
Right.
And I actually got up early this morning to watch it. So once again, the wife hates Friday mornings.
And that is how Justin Avendano is keeping his wife Zoe awake at night these days.
Yeah.
pretty much.
And mate, before we go today, we've got to talk about the wheels have fallen off Parramatta. They took on Canberra last night.
Oh, you don't have
12-10.
Oh, no, Parramatta, I quite enjoy talking
all
about
of
Parramatta.
A sudden, top four is not so certain.
Yeah,
but
not a
good day.
Parramatta, what's happened? The wheels fallen off Parramatta fans, hasn't they, Justin?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what's going on with them because they're so up and down. But I'll tell you what, people who think that tighter score lines are more exciting, they might be more exciting for the last 5 minutes, but it was nil all at half time. I mean, I actually didn't turn on the second half till probably about 10 minutes to go, so I don't even know what happened, but I like the bigger score lines.
You're right, you like more tries.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, gee, there were some big hits in it, though, big hits.
Yeah, well, I missed that in the second half, but I'll tell you what, there are some big news coming in today with Ryan Pappenhausen's back for the Storm after having about 2 months off of concussion. And then we got Manly are back tomorrow night against the West Tigers, and our Central Coast Warriors are playing before them. So
all right,
some big games tomorrow.
All right, if he doesn't know, no one knows. That's Justin Avendano.
We'll
work on it.
It all fits.
We'll speak to you next Friday, Big Jussie.
See you guys. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Justin Avendano, BBL champion, twice over for the Sydney Sixers, and our local boy.